trapped there, and as if being besieged for months wasn't enough, there's now ongoing fighting which is being laid at the feet of Islamic State militants who entered the camp last week. It's been hard to find out what actually is going on inside the camp. The aid agency Save the Children has been in touch with aid workers on the ground. Misty Buswell of Save the Children joins us now from Jordan. Misty, thanks for coming on the programme. What can you actually tell us? What are your sources telling you is actually going on in Yarmouk at the moment?
Well, we're in touch with local agencies who are reporting that the situation is increasingly dire and desperate. Humanitarian access into Yarmouk is nearly impossible. Food and water are scarce. Basic services are cut off. And hospitals are not functioning. Medical supplies have run out. So this is an extremely dire situation. We're also seeing aid workers, as well as medical staff, and of course civilians coming under fire in these attacks.
So there are still aid workers who are trying to work. From what? From international organizations? From local groups? Who's actually in there?
Well, I think most of the people who are responding are Syrians themselves who are trying to help their fellow citizens and doing all that they can to try and, you know, assist those who are in need. But as I said, it is an increasingly desperate situation.
It's been an appalling situation there for months because, in effect, there's been a siege around the perimeter of this area, Yarmouk. Is this latest sort of downturn in conditions there because the fighting is making it impossible to get in? I mean, it was pretty difficult to get in anyway, wasn't it?
That's right. It's been extremely difficult to get aid into Yarmouk for about 2 years, and this situation is really exacerbating what was already a desperate situation, making it even worse. You know, it's been 2 years that Palestinians in Yarmouk have been suffering, and this is just adding another horrific layer on top of the suffering that they've already been going through. We're also extremely concerned about the 3,500 children who are trapped in Yarmouk, and the armed clashes are really putting them at serious risk of injury and death. So some families, even though the situation is extremely risky, are opting to try and take their chances and leave.
I mean, the conditions are so bad, it's even got the attention of the United Nations Security Council as well, which has been appealing for humanitarian access. I mean, in the past, has an appeal from the UN sort of carried any weight on the ground? Do you have any hopes that a call from the UNSC might make a difference?
Well, I think we have to be hopeful, and it is a strong signal that the international community is united in calling for a halt to this violence and for aid to get in. And we need more of that kind of strong pressure on the parties to the conflict to abide by their obligations to allow aid in and try to ease some of the suffering of the Palestinians in Yarmouk.
Many, many thanks indeed, Misty Buswell of Save the Children. Save the Children have been in touch with some of the aid workers who are still trying to bring humanitarian relief and a degree of relief to the 18,000 or so people trapped, basically, in Yarmouk.
That is one of the headlines this morning as you listen to Newsday from the BBC World Service. Lawrence and Nuala with you. Another headline from